In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God, Amen. Today, the second Sunday of the blessed month of Tuba, and as we just heard the passage from the Gospel of St. Luke, and the Lord today is saying to us about the Queen of the South who came to witness the wisdom of Solomon. And he says that this woman will stand in the judgment day and condemn the generation where the Lord lived. She was an example of diligence. She traveled all the way to come and ask questions and to learn from the wisdom of Solomon. So today we are going to talk about this subject, measuring ourselves on the scale of diligence. And I'm not saying about how we handle our day-to-day work, because I know that we are all very keen and careful to do our work to the best of our ability. But here today we are talking about the diligence in our spiritual struggle. It is usually very easy to say to ourselves that I am doing the best I can. And we feel like it's okay just by saying something like this, and I justify to myself that this is the best of my ability, then I am fine. But here again we have to go back and we have some kind of a scale. Otherwise, this kind of, assessment will not be accurate. And we'll just be living in something that's not true, convincing myself I'm doing my very best and that's it, until the day we stand before God. So we're going to talk about 2 points. What are the points on the scale? We speak about 6 points that can help us to assess ourselves in an objective way. And then we talk about 4 areas of application where we can see, are we diligent in these areas or not? So what are these points on the scale of diligence? The first one is the commandment of God. What do I mean by this? There are certain commandments, there is nothing that can we do less in it. For example, the command of tithing. Tithing is tithing. And giving is something that we cannot compromise, and I say this is the best I can. Giving anything less than my tithes will not be really the command. I will be violating the command of God. There is nothing called, God understands my circumstances. The deal is a deal. God says, I give you $10, you give me $1 back. It's not because he needs the dollar back, because he owns everything, but because he wants to see how much I trust him. So this command, there is nothing less than it. We can do anything less, and then we can say, I do the best I can. Violating this command is, again here, I would fail on this point on the scale of diligence. The Lord commended the widow who gave the 2 mites. This is all her position. He did not say she could have spared something for herself. He commended her because she trusted him more than her calculation. So there are certain commandments, there is nothing less in them. I cannot do them partially. I cannot say that I am doing the best I can and falling short on these kind of commandments. So this is one point on the scale of diligence. The second point is the willingness to learn. Do I want to know and I learn what is right and accordingly do them? Or I am content of being ignorant about this? I don't care much to learn and I am okay with the information I have. The Queen of the South here today is giving us this example. She traveled all the way with all of the trouble of traveling at that time in order to come and meet Solomon and ask questions. She gave all of this kind of toil in order to learn. Sometimes we find it is so difficult that maybe we turn from just reading the news into something edifying, learning and information, or meeting with someone that I know or I trust, he can give me like a good answer or can teach me something along the way. Nicodemus, one of the teachers of the Jews at the time of the Lord Christ, he was also diligent to learn. He came during the night to ask the Lord Christ, what do you want us to know? And the Lord taught him about the baptism and its importance for us to be born again from the water and the Spirit. The book of Proverbs says, where there is no counsel, the people will fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Even though now we have multitude of counselors, we have many people who can give us a good advice, but we don't have the time or the interest or the willingness to learn. I do not want to know. Sometimes actually, I made up my mind already, don't bother me with facts. This is what I know, this is what I want to do, and it is enough for me to live like this. Willingness to learn is one of the points on the scale of diligence. Do I want to know? Do I want to apply what I know or not? Everything in life is an art. Raising children, being successful as spouses, whatever we handle, there is art in everything. We are so careful to learn the discipline of the career that we pursue. We want to be the best and do things up to the expectation of those people who are hiring us, because we want to be, in a way, successful in what we do. But what about other arts in life, including, of course, our spiritual struggle? Spiritual warfare is also an art, and we have multitude of teachers in the church who taught us from their experience. Are we willing to learn and apply or not? This is another point on the scale of diligence. The third point on the scale is doing my part, even if this is not solving the issue. What do I mean by this? There is always before us some kind of obstacles, and we try to solve them. So sometimes we forget that, what is my part in this? What is my share in this struggle? God will never ask me about something I cannot do. When I say I cannot resist this kind of temptation, it's overwhelming me, maybe this is understood. But what about what I can do? In the story of feeding the multitudes from the 5 loaves and 2 fish, this boy gave and offered what is in his hand. This would never, of course, solve the issue. But the Lord took it from his hand, multiplied it, and then he gave to the multitude and fed everyone. He gave his part. He did what he can. When I say I cannot win in the struggle, for example, of acquiring pure souls, maybe this is understood in a life or an age that we live in today. But what about praying for this? What will be the excuse that I'm not praying and asking God to help me to overcome this kind of souls? What the excuse I'm going to say that when I'm not asking for help? My part versus God's part. Seeking to change. Sometimes we are focused on changing people and make them as we wish, because we think that by doing this or by having those people to change, we'll have more comfortable life. But this is not how it should be. The real change is my change. I change in response to them, in order for me to be able to adapt and accommodate them. So this is another point on the scale. Am I doing my part? I'm not saying, am I solving my problem? Because sometimes it's beyond my ability. But am I doing my part and leaving the rest in God's hands or not? The fourth point on the scale of diligence is the perseverance and never giving up. The moment I say, I give up, I'm not trying anymore, then I'm failing on this point. Life is a sequence of struggle. As much as I am trying, then I'm still succeeding, even if I'm not reaching the results I am desiring. Perseverance is one of the points of the scale of diligence. Despair is failing on this point. The fifth point on the scale is, what about previous mistakes? That sometimes we are consumed in thinking, I did this wrong, this was a mistake, I shouldn't have done this. And we are so much overwhelmed with the past mistakes. When it comes to this, all what it takes here is confessing the mistake. I did something wrong, I take responsibility and ownership, but what I do I need from now on. Looking at something we mishandled, looking at a child maybe that we did not raise in the way that's befitting, then there is very little to change at a certain age of our children. But what need I to do from today on? What can I do in order for me not to like give up on this? Confessing the mistake, this is the past, doing what I need to do from now on is diligence. The sixth point and last point on the scale is answering to myself, is it the best I can do? But how can I assess this? Sometimes we say, this is the best I can do in my struggle, spiritual struggle. But here I can measure myself against what can I do in the world outside. For example, it's a common example. When I say I cannot wake up early in order for me to pray, because my work will require me that I would be there at 5 a.m. in the morning. If your work would ask you to be there at 5 a.m. in the morning and you have to wake up at 4:30 or 4:15, this means that I know how to wake up early, but it is the reason. My work will make me wake up, but when it comes to prayer, I will feel like it is too much. I cannot do it. Here, answering, if this is the best I can do, then I can compare what am I giving, what I am doing, versus what I am doing in my work, in my life, in my study. This is what God Himself gave to the people to measure themselves against. When they came and offered Him anything, maybe a sheep that was blind or with that's lame, and then God said to them in the book of Malachi, offer it to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Ask yourself this question. Can I do this with a person that I regard? If the answer is no, don't do it with God. If the answer is no way I can offer something like this to my manager, don't offer this to God as well. This point we can all actually use, and it's very accurate. If I can do more in my work, then I'm not doing the best in my relationship with God. Sometimes we say, I do not have time. Is it truly the problem of time? We have 96, 15 minutes every day, quarter of an hour, 96 of them. Is it really something that we can believe that I don't have two of these 96, 15 minutes? 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening to sit with God and talk with Him and learn from Him. Definitely, I doubt much that any of us would really be missing this, cannot have 15 minutes, 15 minutes of the 96 of the day. So these are points on the scale of diligence. The answer is for myself. Am I diligent or am I deceiving myself saying, this is the best I can and that's it? Let us move to the second point, where there are areas of application. The first area is the area of prayer. We all struggle with keeping our focus in prayer. And see, it is so difficult that we stand and we have our brain in the same place for 15 minutes. I understand this. I struggle with it myself. It is so hard for us to be focused all through in prayer. But let us go back to the point of, am I doing my part? Meaning, am I praying with consistency? I do this on a regular basis. Am I allocating time for prayer? Or I just take it with something else? I pray just while I'm walking or I am traveling, going to my work. Nothing wrong with this, but this is not enough. And this is not really the diligence that we should pay in our prayers. Am I allocating a place for my prayer? Am I avoiding distraction when I pray? When we say I cannot focus during the liturgy, it's understood. But when we have our phones open and we are going on them while we are in the liturgy, and then we say I cannot keep my focus, whom we are deceiving then? It is me. I'm doing this to myself. Am I standing and kneeling in the time of prayer? Am I using all of my senses? I might use my eyes and I sing with my tongue and I see things in front of me. This is diligence. I do what I can. What I do not know to do what I cannot do. This is up to God. One day to give me a prayer that is with focus, a prayer where I can receive consolation. Not doing any, and then we say, because I cannot focus in my prayer, there is areas I can improve for sure. The second area where we can apply diligence is battling with a certain sin. We all battle with sins, whatever it is, whatever they are. But I have to ask myself a question. Is this sin a weakness or this is a betrayal? Big difference. The difference is between St. Peter and Judas Iscariot. St. Peter was caught off guard. He was asked in a troubling minute about, do you know this man? So afraid and say, I do not know him. And he denied the Lord. But Judas Iscariot cannot use the same reason. I was taken off guard. He deliberately planned the plot. He went to the head priest, agreed with him on the price, took him some time until the plan came to fulfillment. So here there is no weakness. It's a plan. There is difference between seeing something takes my eyes occasionally and I get tempted to look at it. And then I have the whole relationship that's immoral and it is taking place over days and months. Here, there's a big difference between weakness, where I say it's my weakness, versus that it is determination to do what is wrong and to disobey. In battling against a sin, am I using my weapons? I have weapons that God granted to me. My prayer, my readings, all of these. Am I using fasting? Am I using them? Fasting comes and we find all the reasons not to fast. And then after this, can we say that I am truly battling with a sin? If I'm not fasting, who will believe me? If I believe myself, then I am the only one who is deceived by this kind of lie. The third area of application is the area of forgiveness. It is a difficult command, and we know this. It is easy to talk about forgiveness, and we commend it, but it is hard for us to apply. But when it comes to forgiveness, we have to remember there is something under my willpower and there is something that's not. Emotions are not under my willpower. There is no button I can push and all of a sudden I feel nothing. The hurt is gone. This doesn't happen and we all know that's not realistic. But there is something under my willpower I can do. I can pray for the person who hurt me. I can still be there for him or her to serve whenever it is time to do so. I can refrain from hurting this person back in any way, even by talking bad about him or her. All of these are under my willpower. Am I doing this part in order for God to grant me healing of my feelings? If I limit forgiveness only as in how I feel, then what can we do? Always we have to remember and remind ourselves with this. There is part I can do, and this is the part that God is going to ask me about. And there is part I cannot do, I hand it to Him in order for Him to bring healing to my heart. The fourth area and the last one where we apply diligence is love. This is the greatest command, we all know this. But we struggle sometimes when we have feelings that cannot really go towards someone. So what can we do about this? When we say I'm doing my best, or I cannot do it because I cannot love this person, how can we get over this situation? Especially when we hear commands about love your enemy, or sometimes actually about loving maybe people around us that we don't feel comfortable with. Here also we have to discern between the expressions of love. Love has two main expressions. One of them is the affection, the emotions. Emotions go to the person who earned them. This is something we all know. We are familiar with it. But still there is something in love that is under my willpower. I decide to love a person in action. I will give you an example in order for us to understand the difference between the expression of love on the level of emotions versus the expression of love on the level of action. The Lord Christ, He loved the whole world. He loved everyone. On the cross, He was expressing love in action for everyone, including those people who've crucified him. So this is love in action. But when it comes to affection and emotion, we know that he loved John the Beloved. He loved the disciples. He loved the Lazarus and his sisters. Definitely these emotions, we cannot say were the same when it comes to loving Caiaphas or Ananias, the high priest. He loved them in action, seeking their salvation. But we talk here about affection. Was it there? I can maybe dare to say this, that this was not definitely the same, the emotions towards those disciples who loved him versus those people who betrayed to kill him. So in order for us to say, am I doing due diligence in love? I have to answer this. If I don't have the feelings, I'm still responsible for the action. It is still under my willpower that I love by doing something. The commitment to a person, serving this person, working after the best interest of this person, all of these are expressions of love. Helping this person to be saved, all of these are expressions of love. Being kind and nice and merciful and speaking good terms with this person, all of these are expressions of love. We should not be hindered by our emotions. Emotions are emotions, feelings are feelings. But this is something we put aside and we do what we need to do. If I want to love, I need to do it in action. Loving our enemies will never be by affection. It is something that's not realistic. Will be something like for idealistic talk. But still we can pray for our enemies. We still can serve those people who consider themselves as enemies to us. And this is again the due diligence that we need to express. The Queen of the South was an example of a person who showed us a lesson in diligence. And diligence is one of the virtues that's needed so much for all of us. To be diligent people in our pursuit of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will suffer violence. Only people who are really diligent will be able to take it. Going with laziness, slothfulness, doing anything and we say, I'm just doing my very best, is definitely not the way how we should measure ourselves or conduct ourselves. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.